Stop, drop, and listen. I'm Magda, and you've just arrived at your final destination. If it's raw, real, and unedited, I like it. Live, from the bottom of my heart, this podcast is everything you've never expected. I'm going to sign my name across the airwaves by daring to be different. Muchos adiós. Thank you for tuning into the Magda Lopez podcast. I have been receiving emails and texts and private messages and direct messages for a bit. The last podcast I did was about the magic pill, which is going magical. For more information on that, please DM me. But I haven't been able to podcast since. And it's not because it's because I haven't been able to speak in public. And I'll tell you why. Because I cry. The other hiatus I took from blogging and podcasting was because I cried. So here's the thing. Before, it was because I had a failed relationship. Now, it's because I cry because I can't believe what's going on in our world. I can't talk about it. I've lost sleep over this. I don't talk about political things. I don't talk about religion. And I try not to impose my personal opinions on anyone. However, I feel that this topic has to be discussed by everyone. And if Donald Trump is doing it so carelessly, I figure I could do it with a lot more care. So thank you for the people that have been following me. You must really love me to be asking me for more podcasts. And I'm very grateful for that love and that patronage. I really am. I just hung up with my attorney and he said, God bless you at the end of the conversation. I'm in a legal battle right now. And my attorney stopped to say, God bless you. Once again, I felt like crying. As bad and as horrific and as tragic as the Stoneman event has been, this is also a blessing because I have a feeling that this one is going to put an end to all of that. My neighbor down the street, I live in a very, very nice neighborhood. His house is beautiful. He's just put up a big black sign addressed to the politicians talking about guns. I don't want this podcast, and it'll be my first ever public outreach to all of you to do something, because it only takes one light, one spark to light up the dark. And that's my friend MC Yogi. I consider myself a tough woman. This has brought me to my knees. I can't even do this without wanting to cry. So I'm going to make this a philosophical podcast as opposed to a venting podcast about guns and all of that, because it's not about all of that. I want to take a few minutes of my podcast and a few minutes of your life and talk about happiness, because that's really what this is about. A child that comes from a healthy family, one of the first things that child learns is trust. And my first exposure to this trust or lack thereof was in my own childhood. But when I met my son and I started to interact with the children, because from the moment he walked into a school, I was part of the furniture of the school, or the concrete and the walls, whatever school that may be. At this time, it is Gulliver Schools. And I ask anyone, I'm like furniture. I've been raising the G's since he became a lifer. And now he, in a couple of months, will be on to college. So maybe I'll just be part of the furniture over there. But I started to really interact with the children about, I don't know, 18 years ago. I got familiar with his pre-K, and I began to get concerned then when the children were two. Roman's going to be 18 now, so 16 years. the bombardment of information that the children were receiving and how it was being delivered to them was always a concern to me, because children go through the same drama that we go through on a daily basis, their own struggles, their inner dramas. We go through tax issues, love issues, age issues, health issues. Children struggle with things as simple as getting their hair cut or what color they're choosing to color, and if they colored something pretty, and if they feel like biting someone. Those feelings are quite simple, but to them, they're huge. And the feelings, simple situations like in family that create anger for children, that always concerned me. When I started to interact, I became very heavily involved with the children because I was obsessed with my son. I'm obsessed with my son, and I'm proud to say it. I always taught my son never to use his hands, never to use his fists. Now, I'm licensed in everything physical. I'm certified in everything physical. I physically look very intimidating, even for a 5'2" woman. But I always taught my son to use his words, to use his kindness. It's not that he's not bigger than me and stronger than me. Now he is. But I still teach him to use his words and his kindness, his compassion. These children are overloaded with television and movies and songs and internet and foods that are not healthy. They're just not healthy. They're angry. They're angry. Now, I get down with all types of music. This isn't about choice of music or channels or anything like that. It's bigger than that. We have to show our children the expression of care. It has to be given to each child on a daily basis. I am provoked to start crying right now, because we all have the chance to do that, to care for our children. The child that did this horrific thing slipped through the cracks. His parents didn't care. His teachers didn't care. His peers didn't care. No one cared about this child. They knew that he was going to be a problem, and no one stopped it. So the feeling of inclusion, and I like you as you are, come as you are, Nirvana is a great song. It's very important for children to feel that every single day. It's important for adults to feel that every single day, but it's crucial for our children to feel that every single day. Me, as a leader, I'm a leader. I have a following. I walk into a room and people follow me. I have a voice. I am using that voice today. And I'm asking you to do the same in your journey and in your life. And I know you're a leader in your own life. So use your voice to make sure every child is made to feel valid on a daily basis. Feelings are mentionable and they are manageable. And it is very important to teach our children that it's okay to say, I'm angry, I'm sad. They don't have to sweep it under the carpet. Mad happens. Two-year-olds, my son is walking proof. When he was two, he was bitten and he bit and I punished him. Now, I have huge teeth, and if I bite you, I'm going to take a chunk out of your arm. And you know what? I did do that, and I went to jail for that. I had to use my teeth as self-defense. It's famous. It's in the newspapers. You can Google it. You can see my horrible, with the picture, the mugshot. I used my teeth, my anger, to defend myself. Mad happens to children every single day, just like it happens to people that end up in jail because of domestic violence. We have got to stop that. The world is wrong and nothing is right. Children feel that, just like we're feeling that right now. We're angry. We're confused. We have to teach our children that when they feel like punching a bag or getting Play-Doh and mashing it or running as fast as they can and not looking back, that they can actually control that feeling, that they can stop that feeling, that they can say, stop. Stop. It's okay. It's mine. That feeling is mine, and it's okay. We can teach children that when they're little girls, that one day they can become ladies, and little boys that when they grow up, they can be men. They need to learn to control their anger. We need to teach them that it's okay to talk about their feelings. We need them to know this immediately. I think if we all use our voices and we all use our leadership in our own lives, whatever that platform is for you, we can make a difference and we can make sure that this Stoneman Douglas thing never takes place again. I'm working on an event together with some community leaders. It would probably be the biggest event I've ever been involved in. And you know what? I woke up mad and I wanted to run and not look back. And I wanted to punch something. I wanted to bite again. But instead, I used my powers to cultivate a beautiful thing. I'm crying now, not because I'm angry. I'm crying because of the reaction of the people around me. Everybody wants to help. And that's beautiful. So I have been absent from the podcast because I didn't want to cry on the podcast. I probably will be speaking at this event and I'm pretty sure I'm going to cry. I don't like to get emotional in public because this is my chance to make a difference. But guess what? I'm human. And this isn't about, you know, keeping it together. This is about letting it all fall apart and coming together in whatever shape we can, in whatever venue we can, as often as we can, and showing our children the future that we can change this. We can indeed stop this madness. Just like we teach our little two-year-olds, you can stop that. You don't need to do that. And it's okay to feel that. We can teach that to our adults as well. We can retrain ourselves to show love because that's what this world needs. I did one post on Instagram and social media about this because I didn't want to be angry though. Cause I mean, every time you open, you see all the venting and I don't know how effective the venting is. I know it's important to do, but I don't know how effective it is. So in any case, the event, if you're here locally in Miami, Florida, it's March 7th at 7 p.m. I will be putting out the details, you know, every which way I can, which will be quickly. And also, I wanted to end this podcast like this. By the way, if you're in Miami for that event, it's going to require for you to bring a handwritten letter for the children left at the school, the children that suffered the trauma and are alive today to talk about it. And also, you need to bring a candle. So here, I want to finish the podcast with this. I love this song. And I think we all need this. That is exactly right. And the murderer, the child, the murderer, he's someone to feel sorry for. Because he not only killed the other children, but he killed himself that day. And he was actually committing suicide. And we can help. We've got to start with the two-year-olds. That's where the problem is. That's where we can make a difference. So whenever you see a child, make sure they did good today. Thank you for your time. And if you're in Miami, Florida, please reach out to me March 7th at 7 p.m. It's going to be a life-changing experience. Thank you for your time and your patronage. And I will be back in full force. Thank you for your patience with me. Thank you. I got him. I got my favorite sponsor. They're all my favorite sponsor, but this one's open for life. I'm so fresh, fresh to death. Here in the 305, there's a place called Hugo Fresh, where we drink mad juice. They've got the right medicina for you. It's where the vida is. Homegrown, local love, community members, and just downright outrageous. They're paddleboarders. They're yogis. They're very LA, very New York, and now they're my sponsors with various locations throughout South Florida. www.hugofresh.com. They're open for life. Did you like me? Did you hate me? Tell me why. You can find me at www.atrev-t.com. That means to dare. I dare you to contact me. My phone number is 305-903-7160. I'm on Instagram, R-E-V-E-T-E. I'm on Facebook, A-T-R-E-V-E-T-E, Inc. I'm incorporated. I'm on Twitter. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm everywhere. Contact me.